Special needs parents, please take note. This is your official warning. This podcast may contain explicit content, cursing, and or swearing. Thanks.
From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away.
Hi, this is Changing the Chances.
Oh, Emma, hi!
I was just looking at her, making her feel all uncomfortable. I am Alicia, and I have a guest who said hi.
Hi, I'm Katrina.
It's Katrina.
Yay!
If you've been around for any amount of time.
Oh, my phone's ringing.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
It's the boy.
Answer it. Anyways, we're back after a slight, you know, what is it? Phone call? We had a phone call.
Yep, sorry. Child emergency.
She's not a real podcaster. She doesn't know how to turn off her phone when we start.
It's off now.
It's fine. I was just kidding. I'm just giving you a hard time. I don't know if you listened to last week's. Jesse's phone went off. So.
Yeah, I know. It was funny. Oh, yeah. By the way, just speaking of last week, I just want everybody to understand I am Alicia's best friend.
Oh, damn.
Not Jesse.
Oh, damn.
Me.
Oh, damn.
Always me. I love you, Jesse.
Oh, he's going to get a riot when he hears this, by the way. It's going to be awesome. He's going to be like, what the? I don't want to say that. Anyways, moving on. So if you've been around, you know we've talked about Kat and her daughter is Hannah, and she's adorable, and we love her.
She is adorable.
Not that she's biased or anything.
I mean, not at all.
Not at all.
But she's the cutest thing ever.
So we're just talking, you know, we're just going to have a conversation about all things Piper.
All right. I love Piper.
Of, maybe. If you go back to episode one, probably one. You'll know that I went into labor super early and Katrina lived in Arizona at the time and she jumped in her car or she was in her car.
I was in my car. I was actually driving home from work.
And then just drove here to Utah after a phone call from Jesse, I'm assuming.
Which was very weird because I looked at my phone and I was like, why in the Lord's name is Jesse calling me? And I figured it probably wasn't good. Because I love Jesse, but Alicia's the one that calls me.
True. When would he ever call you?
When something is not good.
Well, now. Now that's the thing.
Yeah.
Now if he calls you, I think you panic.
When I see his name on my phone, I almost don't answer.
If I don't answer, nothing bad is happening,
yep.
Right?
Exactly.
Oh, that's like so sad and yet so true all at the same time. Anyways. So you get the phone call. You're in Arizona. What made you drive to Utah on a whim? Seriously, I don't. It was, yeah. There are people who lived here who didn't drive to the hospital that was 5 minutes away. So,
because Jesse told me that you were having the babies and he told me that it didn't look good for any of you.
Oh, well, that's some interesting wording. Okie dokie.
Well, okay, I don't remember the exact wording, but that is the gist of it. And so, you know, when I was already in my car and I was told that it was not a good outlook for anybody involved in this situation, I decided I needed to come up here. And do you remember what I said to you when I got to the hospital?
I don't, because it was like 4 o'clock in the morning.
It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. And I looked at you and I said, get your ass up. I want to go dancing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that feels real.
That's exactly what I said.
Feels very real. I just remember you showing up. And I do know it was like so early in the morning, because that is a long drive.
I think I did it. It was like a record that time. I think I did it in about 12 hours.
That feels like it would be a record. I mean.
Well, I used to do the drive all the time, but it usually takes about 14 with stops and everything. But when you don't stop and you think your best friend is going to die, it takes less than 12.
Yeah, I didn't find out till later that the doctors said terrible things to Jesse, like we could all die, basically. Yeah. So, yeah, that was kind of news to me later on.
And not very comforting news.
No.
No.
Not at all.
I mean, on a side note, I'm very glad you didn't.
Me too.
Yeah, okay.
I'm happy to be here. So I think you were here for, I don't know how long you were here, for a week maybe?
No, I think I was just here for a few days because I had just started a new job.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Friday when Jesse called me and I had just started a new job. I think I was there for like 2 weeks. And as I turned my car around and started driving up to Utah, I called my boss and was like, yeah, so I've only been here a couple weeks, but this is happening and I'm not going to be there on Monday. But I think just because of the job thing, I could only be gone for a few days.
So. That makes sense. That makes a little sense. But you were one of the first people who actually got to meet Piper.
I did.
And Caleb.
I did.
I'm pretty sure you met him.
I did. Okay. And they were so little. And they were in bubbles.
Is that how we refer to it? They were in bubbles?
Yes. Because they were in bubbles and we were only allowed to pat them.
Very true.
I remember the patting.
Yeah. I think everybody does. When your babies are that tiny, you can't rub because you'll tear their skin. So you can only pat.
You can only pat through a bubble.
Yes.
And that's exactly what we did.
Uh-huh. Any other thoughts when you saw two tiny babies?
Aside from, oh my God, they're so tiny.
You've been around, obviously, Piper's whole life.
I have.
You have been. So obviously you've seen Piper change and grow and all the fun stuff. Does that amaze you? Does it shock you? What are your thoughts? What are your feelings? Please fill me in on all the feelings. This is the only time I can ask about feelings. So
I have so many feelings. I have about as many feelings as Jesse.
I don't know. If you've listened to the podcast, he does have feelings. So this is where they all come out.
Oh, okay. I mean, aside from being just fucking adorable.
I mean, I'm glad you think that because I think that.
So adorable. I think the biggest shock with Piper was when she got her feeding tube. She finally got the G-tube placed and she sprouted. Like she got so huge in just a couple months.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, she damn near doubled in size.
Yes, that is very true.
And I think that was, other than that, I mean, you can look at her, like her changes from birth going forward and she changed like any typical child would change.
Yeah.
You know, her hair changed, her size changed. But once she got that G-tube placed, she just became huge. And she is officially, I mean, she is the size of an 8-year-old, which
is
insane. I don't know how you carry her around.
Very carefully.
Ah.
And sometimes not so carefully. You'll get a foot on the door or something occasionally. So
aside from that, probably her hair. Because when she was little, she had gray hair, but it was an awesome, what do you call it, mohawk?
Oh, man, I remember the mohawk days.
I loved the mohawk.
So cute.
Now she's just got all this, like, thick, awesome hair. It looks just like yours.
Oh, my God. So much dang hair.
So much hair.
It's ridiculous.
You want to give some to Hannah?
I would love to give some to Hannah. We can 100% just make a wig.
She would probably wear it.
Hannah loves hair.
If we told her it was Piper's, she'd be like, oh, my gosh, Piper's hair. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I love their cute little relationship.
They are an interesting couple. Yeah.
Do you think that it was, I won't say, is it a good thing? That sounds terrible. I don't know how to word it. Do you think it's a positive experience that Hannah's got to grow up with Piper, being that Piper's disabled?
I mean, I think definitely, yeah. It has given, I mean, I think any kid that's exposed at an early age to anybody that's different, it's going to be a positive experience. And I think for Hannah, you know, she's able to see, like when we go out and about, there's other kids that are maybe in wheelchairs or other kids that can't do the typical things that she can do. And mm-hmm. she understands what's going on.
Yeah.
Which I think is great. She also does great with me, which has been.
You are her awesome. Mother. She does love you.
That is true. But, you know, when I have to sport a wheelchair going around in town and whatnot.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to bother her at all. And she's actually asked me if I'm like Piper. And I've told her no. Not quite, but.
But you want to be. Because she's cool.
I mean, if I could be 8, that'd be awesome.
Oh, to go back in the time. Yeah. Oh.
I don't remember what life was like when I was 8.
Agreed. I have no idea either. Good, I hope. It was probably good for me. I don't know about for you, but it's probably good for me.
If I can't remember it, that's probably because I blocked it out because I don't want to remember it.
I do love their relationship because Hannah's like, she's so funny. She just, that girl. I love that she's jealous of other people that pay attention to Piper.
Yeah.
I mean, she really is. And we had talked about it just before we like witnessed it.
Yeah.
And it was, do you think it's because Piper doesn't actually have like what you consider typical friends, but Hannah's always been around like and been her friend. So when somebody else that's Hannah's age or whatever that's like paying attention to her, I don't know. Like, I wonder what it is. What do you think it is? You're Hannah's mom, you know.
I think part of it really is the attention. If Piper's getting attention and Hannah's not getting attention, Hannah's going to ensure that she gets to be part of that limelight.
That feels real.
Yeah, because, I mean, I love Hannah. She's pretty much a little diva. I mean, I don't know where she gets it from, but she is very, everybody look at me. I'm so amazing. And I think being Piper's friend helps her be the center of attention in situations where she wouldn't normally be the center of attention.
That's fair, because Piper draws a lot of attention.
She really does.
Just being who she is.
Everybody loves Piper. It's so adorable.
I mean, I know why they love her. She's amazing.
I love watching the kids and even the parents in the morning that are like, hi, Piper, on the way to school. Who the hell are these people? I don't know, but everybody knows Piper. So.
Agreed. I'm right there with you. I'm her mom and I'm with her all the time. And when people are saying hi, I'm like, I don't know who you are. I'm glad you know her, but I don't know what's going on right now. So it's crazy. What do you think that Piper has shown you now that I don't know that you've ever known anybody that was born disabled that's growing up disabled.
I don't think so. I mean, not on like a personal level, because of course, you know, I've worked with disabled people and stuff. But
so there's got to be a difference.
Well, I mean, yeah. When you work with somebody, because I used to work in nursing homes and stuff. So when you work with somebody, you haven't known them from birth. You met them when they were 30 or whatever.
Yeah.
And you work with them for a while. You get to, you know people. You get to love people. But like with Piper, I've seen everything that she's done mm-hmm. from the time she was born. And I mean, I can't even imagine. How many surgeries did she have before she even came home?
8, I think.
That's more than most people have in their life.
Yeah.
Which is just insane. Absolutely insane. I don't know. Piper is quite a little fighter. And I know, you know, when you were in the hospital and everything happened with Caleb and all of that, and there was just emotions were running all over the place, and I'm not sure anybody knew what was going to happen with Piper at that point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Which, nobody knew. It was.
I mean, it sucked because I had to go, you know, back home and I had to go back to work. And I think I bugged you and Jesse probably 2-3 times a day just because I just constantly wanted to know and I couldn't be here to see. But I was so afraid, I guess, that something was going to happen with her. I mean, that's.
I get that.
22 weeks. That's really early for a baby to be born.
24. You're close.
24.
You're close.
That's Hannah fine. Tried to come out when she was 22 weeks.
I do. I remember that. And I panicked on the inside.
Oh, yes. Me too.
Because, you know, I lived through that. I was like, nope, this can't happen.
And that's exactly what I kept telling the little fetus inside of me. I'm like, no, I know what this looks like. And this isn't happening. So go back where you came from. And she did for another 15 weeks.
Well, good for her. I'm glad she held out.
I threatened to throttle her if she tried to come out again. So
I love that so much. Already threatening her. She's not even here in the world yet.
No, you know, there's a reason she's so well behaved.
Is she?
I'm just kidding. Don't put that in there. Oh, my God.
Is she? Oh, come on. It's all a joke. The only downside will be is when Hannah's listening to this in the car with you. And she's like, Mom. Ooh, she's going to think you're so cool because you're going to be on the radio.
I know. Hi, Hannah. I love you.
She listens to this over the Bluetooth in her car, so it sounds like it's the radio.
And so Hannah hears it in the back seat, and she thinks it's cool because Uncle Jesse and Aunt Alicia are, what does she call you? Rock stars.
Ooh.
You guys are rock stars.
I like it.
Yes.
I mean, we usually say Piper's the rock star, we're just the entourage, but I'll take it. I don't care.
Oh, no. She thinks you're just as cool as Slash.
Nice.
Yes.
I like it.
To be fair, nobody's as cool as Slash.
My animals are freaking out. It has been a morning. I do not know what is happening.
I don't know, but my coffee's all gone and now I'm sad.
Okay, so question is, you lived in Arizona for, I don't remember, how old was Piper when you moved here? 2, 3, she was 4.
I'm not sure. Hannah was 2.
So Piper was four. Do you, like, did you have an image in your head of what or who Piper was when you lived in Arizona as opposed to when you actually moved here? Like, did that change? Because, you know, sometimes, you know, because you lived with us for 4 months.
I did.
So when you live with somebody, you actually, like, get to know who somebody is as opposed to living a whole state away before. Did it look different than you thought it did? It's a thinker. It's a thinker.
I mean, not really. I think, I mean, I anticipated, I mean, I kind of knew. I mean, obviously, I've seen Piper several times since from birth until I moved here. You know, I came to visit all the time. But
oh, yeah.
I mean, living here, so she was pretty much the person I anticipated her being. I think my biggest shock was the first time she went to the hospital after I moved here, which was like 2 weeks after I moved here.
And that was a rough year after you moved here. We were there a lot.
So I felt like I was some kind of curse to your household. I moved in and within a month, you got an ear infection. Jesse got an ear infection and Piper went to the hospital.
Yeah, she had pneumonia. And yep. Then she came home and she got the flu and went back. Yep.
Big fat curse of me. I was not feeling very good at that point.
Well, I don't think it had anything to do with you. I just think it was a bad year.
I mean, I don't think it had anything to do with me, really, but that didn't stop the whole, like, what the hell is happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I knew that Piper went to the hospital a couple times a year, but I think knowing it and seeing it
is different.
Are very different.
Yeah.
And the first time I took Hannah and we went up to the hospital and visited you guys while you were there. Mm-hmm. I think that's a different experience than just knowing that you're there.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Being a whole state away and talking to you on the phone and having you tell me, yep, we're in the hospital again. So I know what's happening.
Yeah.
I'm concerned and I'm involved. But then when I'm here, it's very different.
Yeah.
And I felt the incredible need to feed you.
You still do.
I do.
You still do.
I mean, look at me. I love food.
What? No, I think you just realize that's like the easiest thing to do.
Well, I think it's like you guys talked about it a couple weeks ago. You know, as an outsider.
Yeah.
Like part of the situation, but not part of the situation.
Yeah.
We don't know what to do to help.
Yep.
And feeding mom is a go-to, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I get it. You want me to send you food? You want me to bring you food? Do you want a dozen donuts? What do you want? And then she says nothing. And then I send it all anyway. And then she eats it. So, you know.
It's pretty much how it is. I did say yes to donuts once, though. And you did bring them. Did you? Yeah. It was a really rough day. And you were like, do you need donuts? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I do.
I do need donuts. I brought you donuts and chips and Coke. And
yeah.
Yeah.
That was like a day. I was like, yeah, that's what I need. I just need to like wallow in whatever I'm feeling and eat donuts all damn day. So,
I mean, I could only imagine, and I can't even imagine. I have no idea. I have been fortunate enough to not have to be in the hospital with my kids.
Yeah.
Other than when they were born and one time with Hannah but it wasn't even overnight.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what those feelings might be. I mean.
Well, it's an experience.
I could guess, but I guess I don't want to think about it too much.
I know.
It sounds terrible.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yes.
I feel that. That's so okay.
I know that for me, when I get stressed out, I'll either go one way or the other. I will forget to eat or I'll just eat everything.
Yeah.
So.
I'm the same way. It's fine. I tend to just eat everything when I'm stressed out. But yeah.
Or you just forget to eat if you get too busy and it's not a priority. And
yeah.
Especially if you're thinking about someone that you love more than yourself, then yourself becomes less of a priority.
That happens. I think that's accurate. There is one thing that I know that, just an interesting little side note, has nothing to do with anything, by the way, because that's what we do here.
Squirrel.
Yes. See, you know, you've been around. No, but there was one thing, because at the time, You were in physical therapy. That's what you did as a job.
I did.
And Piper gets Botox in her legs.
She does.
Uh-huh. But when you first moved here, you're like, oh, well, I've heard about it, but I don't really know anything about it. So that's one thing that sticks with me that maybe Piper didn't teach you. Well, I won't say she taught you. But you did actually like get to see firsthand how beneficial it was as a procedure for somebody.
Well, it was kind of neat because I did do physical therapy for, I don't know, 10 years. But I spent my entire career working in like nursing homes or assisted living facilities. Mm-hmm. And so it was usually with an older population. Mm-hmm. And so with Piper being a pediatric patient, it was quite interesting to me.
Yeah.
To just see different things. And, you know, when she got her Botox injections and to see how she could move after the Botox, I was like, wow. And people are using this in their eyes for some reason, which is so weird.
For wrinkles. Actually, Botox was made for people like Piper. And they found out later that it helped with wrinkles. And so here we go.
I don't know why anybody would care to stick a needle in their eye for whatever reason.
Okay, well, I don't think they're putting it in their eye. Let's just, I mean I think it's more like a forehead situation. But, you know, I guess if you have, you know what's also interesting? Botox, if you get it for wrinkles, cosmetic Botox is cheaper than if you get Botox for medical reasons. How ridiculous is that? I'm just going to throw that out there.
Wow, that's incredibly ridiculous.
Right?
You know, I've known oncology patients, cancer patients, that have ended up going bankrupt more than once.
Oh, yeah.
Because their cancer treatment was so damn expensive. What the hell is with the healthcare in America? Come on, people.
Look, we don't need Jesse. We have Katrina. She's an outburst person.
Yeah, that's true.
That's fine.
And also, this episode's going to come out and everybody's going to think I'm dying or something.
She's not.
Sorry.
She just, you know, is a smoker, has asthma, and getting over bronchitis. It's a whole thing.
Wow.
This is what you sound like when you're that person.
You're kind of a bitch.
Well, I mean, if you didn't know that by now, I don't know what to tell you.
I figured that out a long time ago, actually.
We've been friends for like lots of years. 21?
How old are we? Holy shit.
21 years, I think.
That's a long time.
It's a really long time.
Wow. See, Jesse, we've been together longer.
Well, me and Jesse are on 17, so we're not far behind.
She tattooed me on her body.
Shit. I'm going to be in so much trouble. He's going to be so mad when he hears that.
I'm sorry. What, like he didn't know?
Oh, no, he knows, and he doesn't let me live it down.
I mean, he was there when we did it. Come on.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
I thought it was your dad that was going to be pissed off about it.
No, we just act like it never happened. Oh, we just don't talk about it.
It never happened. We're not talking about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, really, that's exactly how that went. The second he saw it, he was like, what's that? Nothing. And we walked away, and we've never spoken about it since.
Just wear socks when your dad's around.
Oh, by now it's old news. It's fine.
Okay.
And I'm 36, so I've reached the age tattoos are appropriate. It's fine. The rule in our house is you have to be 30 to get a tattoo.
Yeah, so. I know. That's what your mom told me.
Uh-huh. Needless to say, I did not wait.
I mean, she told me that, and so I went out and got my lip pierced.
I think our tattoos are 10 years old.
Yeah, oh my God, are they?
Yeah. Because I got it before Piper was born. I think we were 26.
Does that mean we need to go get touch-ups?
I'm not gonna, no. That hurt like a mother.
Well, that was also your first one.
Yeah.
And you stupidly put it on top of your foot.
Hey, I don't regret my decision at all.
I mean, it's adorable.
Agreed.
We should put a picture of our tattoos up on your website. On your Facebook.
It'll go up on my Instagram.
Yeah.
There you go. Love it.
Okay. Anyway. Wow, squirrel. Yeah. Damn. Sidetracking.
I am going to get Hannah on here at some point. To say some words, sing some songs, do some stuff, because I think that it's adorable and everybody should experience the beautiful relationship that is Hannah and Piper.
I mean, I'm telling you, if you put a microphone in front of Hannah, you're going to have an hour's worth of the Hannah show.
I know.
Okay.
Well, we have an editor for a reason. He's just going to edit it down.
I do think
he's like, and I secretly hate you right now. So he's thinking that right now. Anyways, we are like recording, first of all, upstairs, which we don't do. Second of all, in my living room, and at like 9:30 in the morning. And somebody's got crazy keys on the table. She's a terrible podcaster.
I really am. I told you I've never done this before. I mean, whatever.
I would expect nothing less from you.
I mean, it's going to sound awful. Y'all are going to hate me. Nobody's going to listen to this. She's going to get negative feedback.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I haven't got negative feedback yet, so we're good.
Okay.
So either people are keeping their opinions to themselves like they should. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Well, to be fair, in this episode, there's no Piper making awesome noises in the background.
That's true. We're doing it in the middle of the day because, you know, kids, if they're here, we'll never get anything done.
Well, okay, not true. If Piper was here, we could get this done. But if Hannah was here, there's no way.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was the whole joke because then your son called twice. We picked the wrong kid.
My teenager is more needy than my six-year-old, you know.
Well, it's fine.
But that's okay because he won't even say, I love you too, Mom.
Yeah.
He says, whatever, bye.
Yeah. That's what happens when you have a teenager.
Jeez.
Ooh, the teenage years. I'm super excited to see what happens with Hannah and Piper's relationship as they get older. Because, you know, Piper's not going to change as drastically as Hannah.
Piper's going to get bigger.
Well, yeah. That comes with, like, age, but...
Oh, which reminds me... Wow. We need to measure your stairs and see if my ramp will fit over it.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
That's... Sorry, Max.
No, it's fine. We can put it in the pod. You listen to the podcast. You know we talk about all sorts of stuff. We're like, oh, yeah. A ramp for Piper's wheelchair because currently I am carrying her in and out of the house up and down the stairs.
That's true. Well, I started thinking about Piper getting bigger and you carrying her in and out of the house, and you're not going to be able to do that when she's 15. Same. And then I got to the ramp and wow, okay.
Good Lord. Anyways, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Unless there's something you want to talk about. Unless there's something you want to say. It's on your mind. It's on your heart. Do you have some feelings to share?
Feelings.
I know.
Feelings.
Are you going to sing? I'm like, what's happening right now?
I don't have feelings.
Oh, okay. Which is also a lie. But I'm glad that you moved here, and I'm glad that Hannah gets to be Piper's friend. So
yes, I think they're so cute.
That makes
I love,
me excited.
Seriously, when Hannah sings You Are My Sunshine to Piper, it's the cutest thing in the entire world.
It is cute.
And I'm telling you, like, I think their relationship works so well because they both want to be the center of attention. And when they're together, they are the center of attention because
to each other.
The more that Piper laughs, the more Hannah wants to keep performing.
Yeah.
And the more Hannah keeps performing, the more Piper laughs, and it just gets better and better and better. And
they just feed off of each other.
A chance to sit here and not do things for a minute.
Fair. Totally fair. Plus, you know, I don't know. It's nice. I think it's been great to have you guys around because first of all, we understand the friend situation's not optimal in general. I don't really have, you know, like it. Yeah. Anyways, but it's nice because you understand Piper and you're okay with it.
Oh, of course.
And I'm not saying other people aren't okay with it. I'm just, but you know, when you plan stuff and you ask us to go hang out with you and Hannah, like she's always a factor and you know exactly what to factor in because one, you've lived with her, and two, because you're always around. So
this is true. I'm not going anywhere. Sorry.
No, it's been great for me because at least, you know, I have a friend that understands, like, guess what? I have an 8-year-old and she just is attached to me. So I don't know what to tell you.
It's to invite you to come do something. I assume Piper's coming with you.
That's a fair assumption because what else am I going to do with her?
Right. For some reason, which I don't think we ever do anything without the kids, but except for coffee Tuesdays.
Yes, we do Coffee Tuesdays, which is now podcast Coffee Tuesday. Woo! Right here. Woo!
Except my coffee's all gone.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think it's specifically like, hey, I wanted to do da, 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 but we're not taking kids.
Yeah.
And in that case, I would try to give you a big heads up so that you could plan. But I also understand that, you know, like with anybody, you know, shit happens.
I know.
And life. With Piper being Piper, I mean, you know, you may say okay on Friday, but then come Saturday, be like, nope, just kidding.
Not gonna happen.
Or, you know, like this morning, hey, by the way, we're not gonna be to school.
I know.
On time.
We do. We always meet them at school in the parking lot. And I text her and I'm like, we're not going to be there on time. So don't wait for us. You're just going to have to tell Hannah we're not going to be there.
Yes, it's part of Hannah's routine. She likes to get Piper out of the van.
Yes.
And Hannah is all about a routine.
All about a routine.
So. Which I appreciate. I love a good routine, but if you deviate even slightly from the routine, it throws her off.
I know.
And yes.
That's why I tried to give you at least a heads up, like so that we didn't just not show up.
Well, and she's worse than me. If I tell her Piper's not going to be here this morning, she freaks out worse than I do. Is she okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm no. like, yep, nope, she's fine.
If I call Katrina, she panics the second she answers. What's going on? Why are you calling me? I don't know. I just wanted to talk. It was easier than texting. I'm sorry. Which is funny. They're not the only person. My mom, if I text my mom and I just need to talk to her, and I don't text her, call me, because she goes into automatic panic mode. Like, why do I need to call you? What the hell? So if I do that, I always say, call me. Everything's fine. Okay. So she's not automatically thinking the worst case scenario.
See, let's be fair. We all love talking to you. I love it when you call me. Yeah, let's call me. Let's have a great conversation. Let's waste some time talking about absolutely nothing. But it's still, you know, it gets the heart racing a little bit. If I look and see your name on my phone, I'm like, damn it. Damn it. I'm not in the mood for this right now.
Is anybody no, in the mood for no. like a hospital or like a...
No. And like Jesse was talking about last week with the winter coming.
Yeah.
Because winter is coming.
Yes.
I look forward to it even less. You know, don't call me to say Merry Christmas or Happy Birthday, because I don't want to see your name on my phone in February.
Oh, man.
Ever.
I don't think I've ever called you for your birthday.
No.
I just send a text message, I think.
Eh, you know, I quit counting. I don't even know how old I am anymore.
Really. I know. She always asks me. I do. Wait, how old am I?
Because you're... whatever.
I'm a month. Who knows? Younger,
I mean, it's
you.
At some point you stop giving a shit, right?
It's true. It's just a number.
Hannah even asked me this morning. She says, am I going to care about my birthdays when I'm a teenager? I said, probably not.
No, you always care when you're a teenager, because 16, you get to drive. 18, you're an adult. I'm doing quotations.
Adult.
An adult.
Adult.
Yes. So you're very cool. 21, you can drink if that's important to you. Yeah.
Those numbers matter. Me, and then you can drink when you're 15.
What? I don't think you can drink when you're 15.
Sure you can. What? You just got to know the right people.
Oh my God. This is not okay. We do not endorse underage drinking.
No,
it's
underage
terrible.
Drinking. I now have a 14-year-old.
Good.
And I swear
Lord.
To God.
None of that.
I'll kill.
None of that. Let's be responsible people. Anyways. I just want to say I'm grateful that you're around and you understand that Piper is attached to me. And that is important to me as a human.
Well, thanks.
Because I can't make friends because, you know, I have an 8-year-old attached to me and nobody wants to deal
okay,
with that.
Okay, you're not allowed to make friends. I'm all you need. Do I sound needy?
Maybe. Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit. But I'm glad that you came on. Thanks for, like, sitting down, talking to me and having a conversation.
Of course. This is kind of weird, you know, but that's okay.
I think Jesse was sad. He didn't get to be here for it, but...
Me and Jesse would dominate. I mean, if me and Jesse went on a podcast, we should do that one day. Me and Jesse record together. It would be, I mean, I would think it would be hilarious.
It probably would be. And I wouldn't even be on it because I wouldn't get two words in otherwise between you two.
It would be extraordinarily inappropriate.
All I do is put this. That would be a Changing Chances After Dark episode. That's all I'm saying. I'm just the ref between these two.
It's true. She has to tell us when to stop.
I do.
Oh, my God, you guys, that's enough.
Man, when she lived here, I was like, it's like living with college boys. I don't even know. This is terrible.
To be fair, I think I've settled down in my old age. I mean, you know.
In my old age. That's funny.
I'm less crazy now than I used to be.
Yeah, that's fair.
But, you know.
We're all a little less crazy than we used to be.
You were never crazy.
You didn't live here when I went through my phase. That was my kind of crazy. Maybe not yours.
No, I just drove up here every weekend.
Oh, yeah. See, you know. You know. Anyways, I think we're going to end it there before. Yeah, perfect. I got the thumbs up. Wonderful. Amazing. Thanks.
How come Max doesn't talk?
Because that's not his job.
You should say hi. You should. No.
No. It's not his job. His job is to listen, edit out all the crappy stuff, and put it out into the world for everybody's ears to consume.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what this is going to sound like.
I know, agreed. I mean, it's going to be crazy.
Right?
Yeah. I feel that in my soul. Anyways, thanks for coming back, and we will talk to you. Well, I'll talk to you next week. She won't be back, sorry.
That's true, sorry.
At least not next week. Maybe some other time.
I mean, I know I'm hilarious and all, but...
Bye.
Bye.